Highland Park Village stands apart from the crowd of concrete and glass shopping centers in Dallas. Its Spanish colonial architecture casts a romantic spell and proves that good design has an important place in everyday life. When it opened in 1931 in the new affluent suburb of Highland Park, north of downtown, Highland Park Village was one of the nation's first suburban shopping centers. The project's designers, James Cheek and Marian Fushi, traveled to California, Mexico, and Barcelona, Spain for inspiration. They came up with a design both utilitarian and exotic. There's a rich interplay of color, texture, and rhythm in the red clay tile roofs, archways, balconies, Moorish cast stone ornamentation, ceramic tile, and metal grills. The building's plaster and stone facing materials contribute to the sense of permanence. The architects designed a self-contained shopping center with two important innovations. It was off the street, and its stores faced inward toward an interior parking area that maintains the intimacy of a neighborhood street. Instead of one long string of storefronts, Highland Park Village is a collection of people-scaled buildings linked by wide walkways with benches, fountains, and pots of bright seasonal flowers. Dallas real estate mogul Henry S. Miller bought the shopping center in 1976 and hired Seltzer Associates Architects in Dallas to restore some facades, add landscaping and sidewalks, and update the movie theater. In 1998, Highland Park Village was listed in the National Register of Historic Places. Over the years, the 5 and 10s, barbershops, and tea rooms at Highland Park Village have given way to chic boutiques, fine clothiers, and trendy cafes. But the center's character remains unchanged, and shopping there is still relaxing and pleasurable.